If we want to progress in life, all right, which is a value, all right, there's a pretty good chance that you want to progress in life. And if so, have you ever considered what areas of your life you would like to progress in? Because there's seven different areas in life. We can't progress in all of them all of the time. We've got our relationships, we've got our career, our education. You're going to be growing in insight and understanding right now through this course, aren't you? There's our personal finances, all right? Of course, we want to, you know, naturally want to increase financially and grow. But if we don't change anything about, you know, how we manage our finances, then nothing's ever going to change or grow. I've known some people who would define themselves as being broken skint for their whole lives. All right, I used to define myself as being broken skint around about, you know, 10 years ago. But when I stopped defining myself that way and decided, you know what, I have the capacity and the potential to make money same as absolutely everyone else. My attitude towards money changed. I developed some new disciplines into my life and started saving. Now, what I would like to talk about, right, or just kind of highlight here, is this interesting word, peace. All right, I can link this back to an idea that we looked at in the last section of the course. Remember I shared with you the story about letting peace be the umpire of our decision making. All right, if you think about why you're taking this course, there might be some part of you who is looking to grow and develop. And I'm guessing if you are looking to grow and develop in some area of your life, it's because there's some area of your life that you're not content or fulfilled in. All right, there's perhaps a reason or an area of your life that you're not content or fulfilled in because you haven't made the degree of progress that you really want to make in this area of your life. Now, here's the thing. We can only ever progress and change those areas of our life that we are aware aren't where we want them to be, if that makes sense. So let's go back to that idea. We've got the present state, we've got the desired state, we've got where we're at in comparison to where we want to be. What I'm gauging all of the time, all right, is how much peace I have in my life. So I mentioned just 5 or 10 minutes ago, that if I don't have excitement in my life, in some aspect of my life, I kind of get agitated, I kind of get frustrated, perhaps I'll get a little bit restless and things like that. So let's link that back in with peace, all right, and awareness. Because I'm aware of myself, when I start feeling or becoming aware that, oh, I don't have much peace in my life, this reminds me that it's time to change something. Something needs to change, or I need to grow, or I need to cut something out of my life, or I need to build something into my life. It then spurs me on to ask a whole lot of questions to look at what it is specifically that needs to change. And, you know, just being mindful of the main seven life areas that we have. We're going to unpack this in the goal setting section, by the way. I'm going to share with you a really cool tool that you can share with your clients called the Life Balance Questionnaire. It allows us to break life down in seven different areas, and then each of those seven different areas, we can look at each of those seven areas from multiple different perspectives. So faith being future focused, all right? Faith. If we don't have peace in the present, it's because there's an aspect of our life that isn't where we want it to be. All right, so we can use peace as the umpire in our decision-making process. When we do not feel at peace in a certain area of our life, i.e. in a relationship, if we do not feel at peace in the role or the job that we're doing, if we do not feel at peace with where we're at financially, if we do not feel at peace with some of the relationships or the friendships or the social circles or the social groups that we're involved in, then, you know, it leads us to ask a question. Well, what do I want instead? What is it that is going to give me more peace? Or what is it that's going to excite me? So I have to ask you the question right now, what is it in life that excites you? What would you say? What are you doing in life right now that's really giving you excitement? Now, I just want to look at all of these values now from a slightly different angle, if that's okay, because what our core values are, they're our core human needs, right? Needs are very, very different from wants, right? For example, I could say right now that I want a big house on the side of the hill with a moat going around it and some, you know, castle gates and all that sort of thing. But do I need that? No. I want more money. But do I want more money? Do I need more money? No, I don't. What else do I want? I want a big fat chocolate cake right now and a, you know, caramel frappuccino with squishy cream on top. But do I need that? No, because it'll make me go fat. All right, so there's lots of things in life that we want, but there's not so many things that we need. And it's crucial, first and foremost, that we are able to separate the two, because many of your clients are going to come to you giving voice to that which they want, but not always giving voice to that which they need. So let me now just turn the focus of this conversation on you. I've shared a few stories and I've got a few more to share, but now let's just see if we can allow this lesson, this lecture, and become a bit more alive for you. Let's talk about progress, right? If I was to say to you right now that you will never progress in any area of your life ever again, what would you say? How would you respond? What would this be like for you? No progress, no more moving forward, no more growth or progress. In fact, let's just take both away. What would you say? What would a life look like for you if there was no more progress, no more growth? Well, what would there be to strive for? What would there be to work for? No more savings. Savings are irrelevant. You're not going to grow anything. You're not going to progress or move forward in anything. Life would just become completely monotonous and stagnant. Just going around in circles, doing the same thing all day. Well, if your efforts are going to be meaningless, nothing's ever going to change. You're never going to move forward in any area of your life. Now, obviously, that's not going to be the case. But think about it, all right? Is progress something that you want more of? Or is progress, and knowing that you're making progress, something that you actually need? You need to know that you're making progress in life. I need to know that I'm making progress in life. I need to know that I'm growing and improving in life. Otherwise, I'm just staying the same. And that's empty. It's meaningless. All right. So how about excitement? How about if I was to say to you that you will never experience any excitement again for the rest of your life? No more. You're not allowed. You cannot have any more excitement. What would you say? How would you respond? Well, what would be worth getting out of bed for in the morning? What? Security? Comfort zone? It might be the case you've not had any excitement for years. How about if I was to say you can never take another risk ever again? Well, some people who are naturally inclined to pursue stability and safety in life, they're going to be saying, fantastic, hallelujah, that's brilliant, that's great. All right, but if you're anything like me, and you are the kind of person who pursues growth and values growth and freedom in life, you're most likely thinking, oh my goodness, that would be like absolute torture and torment for me. All right, how about connection? A little word here at the bottom of the board. All right, connection. What does connection mean for you? Have you ever considered what connection is? Have you ever considered the connections that you might have missed out on? You know, the depth of meaningful relationship you might have missed out on in life because you prioritized security over freedom. Have you ever thought? Have you ever considered that if two people aren't growing together in a relationship, they're going to be growing apart? Have you ever considered that? Have you ever noticed, or have you noticed, or are you currently in the process of noticing that as you grow and learn about yourself, a little bit of distance creeps into your relationships? Because if you have noticed that, that's very common. It's actually a very accurate observation. So, what does this mean about your connections? Do you let some people go? Do you fight for connection? Do you wait for other people to fight for connection with you? Are you entitled to something? What do you want? What do you need? What are you prepared to prioritize in your life? Because it's understanding our values on this level that allows us to make wise and well-informed decisions about things we say yes to, things we say no to, and how it is that we ultimately invest our time. What I'm going to suggest is that we generally only ever experience this depth of inner peace in life when we know that our efforts are being well received by other people, when we know that we are progressing, when we know that we are getting closer towards this freedom that we want, and that we're growing. We feel peace when we're unified with other people in a connected kind of way. We experience peace in life within us. And I'm going to say this isn't a feeling, it's more of a state. All right, we experience peace in life when we choose just to be our true, authentic selves. And this is appropriate now because we've looked at that core identity model in the last section of the course. And it's one thing understanding this, but then it's something else fighting and choosing to be authentic on a day-to-day basis. Let's just unpack this idea just a little bit more, right? So if I was to ask you how authentic you are you an authentic person? Are you a genuine person? Or are you a people pleaser? Are you false? Do you prioritize keeping other people happy and telling people the things that you think they want to hear rather than being honest with them, rather than being a person of integrity? What do you choose in life? What do you prioritize? Do you prioritize authenticity, sometimes at the cost of connection? Or do you prioritize connection, sometimes over your own authenticity? Because sometimes we've got to choose one over the other. Let me give you an example. A couple of years ago, I was in a relationship. I had a relationship with a family member. And this family member put me in a bit of a difficult situation. This family member had pretty much always remained the same with me. You know, a person who would speak to me in quite a dishonoring, disrespectful way, generally coming from more of a place of advisory, you know, a person who would try to advise me all of the time. And we'd had a few conversations about this. I'd said, listen, you know, in order for our relationship to grow, in order for the health of our connection to deepen and strengthen, you're going to have to stop trying to teach me and you're going to have to stop trying to advise me. We're going to have to connect in a more meaningful way and be open and honest and authentic with each other. And this family member took offense. This family member said, you know, who do you think you are? You know, you don't love me. You don't respect me. I am ashamed of you. I am disappointed in you and all this kind of stuff. All right. And then got up to walk out the room. Now, as this person got up to walk out the room, having taken offense at the simple request that I'd made, I said, you know, if you walk out the room right now, there will be consequences. There will be consequences, right? I will not follow. We're not playing these games. This is real life we're playing here, right? Not some childlike squabble. And she says, that's okay. That's fine. What will be, will be. So, you know, and life goes on. And obviously there was a bit more to the conversation and a bit more to the interaction than that. But this day in question, right, I was presented with quite a difficult choice to make, all right? This family member, this person who's been in my life for a long, long time, who I love, who I genuinely care about, wasn't willing to treat me with the respect that I was requesting I'd be treated with, right? The same way we treat other people the way that we ourselves want to be treated, right? We be the kind of people for other people that we ourselves want to have them be for us, all right? So this was what I was doing my imperfect best to do, all right? But here I had the option. I could choose to be completely honest, be completely authentic in my imperfect way of being authentic, or I could choose to completely overlook how this family member was speaking to me and just accept it for the purpose of keeping the connection in place. What I'm saying here, all right, is sometimes we can prioritize connection at the cost of our own authenticity, which is actually a mark of our own lack of integrity. Sometimes though, if we are no longer willing to put up with other people's nonsense, and if we are, in fact, at a stage in life where it's time for us to build some healthy boundaries in our life, we're no longer willing to take other people's nonsense anymore, then sometimes, just sometimes, we're going to have to prioritize our authenticity and our integrity, which might come at the cost of the connection we have with some other people. Let me just share another idea with you here. Sometimes the greatest risk we can take in life is actually just being our true, authentic selves. Because when we are committed to the process of just being our true, authentic selves, on one level, this is us exercising freedom. Freedom no longer becomes a destination at some point in the future, but it actually becomes a tangible reality right here, right now. As a coach, as a practitioner, I guarantee you, you will have conversations and interactions with that many clients and they'll say, but I have this manager, or I have this boss, or I have this family member, or my husband, or my wife. And you'll say, well, have you been honest with this person? And they'll say, no, I can't be. I can't be honest. I couldn't tell this person what's really true for me. And we've got to get good at asking better questions. So you're not willing to be honest. Does that mean that you're actually really willing to sacrifice and compromise your own integrity? You're really willing to compromise your own authenticity? So you'd be more willing to lie to this other person and be deceitful or dishonest for the purpose of maintaining the connection. It doesn't seem to me like, you know, this is a relationship that this other person should even be in. I know personally, I certainly don't want to be in a relationship with anyone who'd be that hell-bent and committed on being unintegral and not dishonest with me. Challenging conversation, isn't it? But look at this, right? Seriously, the greatest risk we can take in life sometimes is just being ourselves. Because when we're being our true, authentic selves, which we can only be once we are aware of ourselves, once we have grown and become this individual that we actually can visualize ourselves becoming, this sometimes means that we're going to have to stop being the kind of person that other people have come to expect us to be. It might be the case that we've got to stop being who it was that we have been for people at some point in the past. But this is what growth is all about. At least when we're growing as individuals, at least when we're being honest about how we're growing with people, friends, family members, loved ones, employees, or, you know, employers, whatever, we're giving them the opportunity to decide whether we're the kind of people that they want to remain in a relationship with or not. But why would we ever want to deceive someone for the purpose of remaining connected with them? All right, what is it that we actually need? Are we just wanting some security in those connections? Or do we want to be free? Free to just simply be who we are? What do you seriously think freedom is all about? Freedom, what? When I have so much money in the bank, I will be free. Garbage. You will be free the second you decide to exercise your own authenticity and just simply be who you are and be honest about what your boundaries are, what your standards are, what your expectations are. Let people know where they stand with you. And if you go there first, you're going to become the authority at guiding and coaching your clients through the same process. But you've got to go there first, my friend. You really do. I promise you. All right. Significance. I'm guessing the only thing that's ever going to really hold us back from being ourselves, from being open, from being honest, from being valuable for people is when we've fallen into the significance trap. Do you know what I mean by the significance trap? When people prioritize making a name for themselves or being recognized by others for being a certain person than making a difference. Making a difference walks hand in hand with us taking risk, embracing uncertainty, leaving the security comfort zone, stepping out towards freedom. We grow through the process. And when we're growing through the process, what are we growing in? We're growing in confidence. We're growing in decisiveness. We're growing in responsibility. We're owning who we are. We're owning who we aren't. We've been through the core identity coaching model now. So we know we're not our roles. We know we're not our feelings. We know that if we are choosing a certain lifestyle choice, it's because we're choosing it. We're not victims. We haven't been born into any box. That is not how we have been made. We're born with the ability to exercise our free will at all times and in all situations. Regardless of what common popular cultural belief says, all right, doesn't matter. The freedom that we have is our freedom to choose something different. So.